Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
You're listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio, the show where we explore a year of recorded sound. I'm James Errington, and today I'll be taking you back to 1937. Let's start off then with something we might call the theme tune to the year. This is Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Sing, Sing, Sing. Was Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Sing, Sing, Sing. Now, recorded music has a centre of gravity, and it's usually New York. Now and then, though, we've seen it temporarily shift to New Orleans, to Chicago, and now, in one of the peak years of swing, we find ourselves in Paris, near to the closing moments of the Third Republic, with two Belgian Romani guitarists, a French-Italian violin player, a French double bass player, and a French guitarist. This group of musicians recorded under a variety of names and with a host of other musicians, but are best remembered as Quintet du Hot Club de France. Let's hear something you may find surprising from them. This is Mystery Pacific.
Thank you.
was Django Reinhardt et le Quintet du Hot Club de France avec Stéphane Grappelli with Mystery Pacific. The most well-known of this quintet is almost certainly Django Reinhardt. Born to Romani Belgian parents, Django played the guitar, initially a banjo guitar, from the age of 12, but otherwise had little in the way of education. He was almost completely illiterate until late into his life, and managed to spend a year in New York despite speaking no English. If that were not enough disadvantages to be dealing with, in 1928 he suffered severe burns after his caravan caught fire and ended up spending 18 months in hospital, losing two of the fingers on his left hand. With only three fingers left to form chords, Django had to devise for himself an entirely new way to play the guitar. Inspired by Eddie Lang, the father of jazz guitar, he was soon travelling throughout France, playing in any bar or club that could pay him. It was in one of these that he first met jazz violinist Stéphane Grappelli. Let's hear something else from Django then. This is his version of Sweet Georgia Brown. Was Django Reinhardt with various members of the Hot Club with Sweet Georgia Brown. I remember seeing Stéphane Grappelli on TV when I was very young, and I was impressed enough to ask for an LP, which I did not really listen to. Nevertheless, it was my first introduction to jazz. Grappelli's French mother died when he was 5, and his Italian father was drafted into the army when he was 6. He was passed first to Isadora Duncan's dance school, then to a Dickensian-sounding orphanage, and only rescued when his father returned at the end of the war. Like Reinhardt, Grappelli had an instrument bought for him at the age of 12, a violin bought by his father after pawning a suit. And while he did attend the Conservatoire de Paris for a time, he was mostly self-taught. Aside from a short spell where he bafflingly shifted to piano, Grappelli's life from the age of 15 was spent mostly playing violin professionally, first in a silent movie theatre, and after a few years in concerts put on by a student organisation for the promotion of jazz in France, the Hot Club de France. Reinhardt and Grappelli's playing is still, 85 years later, without equal. Their antecedents are naturally Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti, but while that pair made some beautiful records, the way the Hot Club stretched this simple combination of instruments into such a vast array of styles, displaying such effortless virtuosity, well, it's just breathtaking. Reinhardt combines the melodies of Lang with the faster rhythms of Romani music, turning this formerly decorative textual instrument into the lead, the centre of the sound. At times his playing is dizzyingly avant-garde, but often also distinctly melodic in a very late 20th century sort of way. Grappelli, meanwhile, grabs anything Reinhardt throws at him, his improvisation described by Yehudi Mehenri as like one of those jugglers who send 10 plates into the air and recovers them. Of course, the Hot Club de France gang wasn't just Reinhardt and Grappelli. This one is credited to Michel Warlop, though, as you will hear, most of the Hot Club do also make an appearance. That was Michel Warlop with Taj Mahal. Beautiful, wistful sound there. Let's not finish with France quite yet. Here's the first solo record from Charles Trenet. He'd previously recorded as part of the duo Charles and Johnny. This is Je Chante.
Je chante, je chante soir et matin. Je chante sur mon chemin. Je chante, je vais de faire mon château. Je chante pour du pain, je chante pour de l'eau. Je couche la nuit sur l'herbe des bois. Les mouches ne me piquent pas. Je suis heureux, j'ai tout et j'ai rien. Je chante sur mon chemin. Les elfes, divinités de la nuit, les elfes couchent dans mon lit. La lune se profile à pas de loup dans le bois pour danser avec nous. Je sonne chez la comtesse aujourd'hui. Personne, elle est partie. Elle n'a laissé qu'un plat de riz pour moi, me dit un laquais chinois. Je chante, mais c'est la faim qui me poursuit, tourmente mon appétit. Je tombe soudain au creux d'un sentier, je défaille en tombant et je meurs à moitié. Et gendarme qui passait sur le chemin, gendarme, je tends les mains. Pitié, j'ai faim, je voudrais manger, je suis tout léger, léger. Au poste, d'autres moustaches m'ont dit, au poste. Ah, mon ami, oui, 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 c'est vous le chanteur, le vagabond. On va vous enfermer, oui, votre compte est bon. Non, ficelle, tu m'as sauvé de la vie. Ficelle, sois donc béni, car grâce à toi, j'ai rendu l'esprit. Je me suis pendu cette nuit et depuis je chante. Je chante soir et matin, je chante sur les chemins. Je rentre les fermes et les châteaux, un fantôme qui chante, on trouve ça rigolo. Et je couche la nuit sur l'herbe des bois, les mouches ne me piquent pas. Je suis heureux, ça va de plus fin, et je chante sur mon chemin.
That was Charles Trenet and his first record, Je Chante. Let's move on from France now, as there was indeed some other music being made in 1937. Here's the first of a few big names we'll hear today, Duke Ellington with his first recording of Caravan. And his orchestra with Caravan. The Duke had been in a slight lull in the mid-30s, though of course his lull is beyond most musicians' peak. Caravan was largely composed by his Puerto Rican trombonist Juan Pizol, and had been first recorded the year before by essentially the same band, but under the name Barney Bigard and his Jazzapaters. At the start of today's show we heard from the King of Swing, Benny Goodman, and there will be a lot more to come from him in 1938. But in the meantime, the other claimant to the title had moved from Kansas City to Chicago and would soon be on his way to New York. This is Count Basie with Boogie Woogie. ¶¶
You're gonna long for me, baby, one of these old rainy days. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. Now that I've been to you, baby, that's the way you do. She got ways like a devil, she's shaped like a frog. Started loving me, I holler, ooh, God, dog, cause I love my baby better than I do myself. Come to find out, baby, was loving somebody else. Yes, yes,
yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Count Basie with Boogie Woogie. There are, of course, plenty of other big names making records in 1937. Here's Teddy Wilson, a name you may not be that familiar with, though if not, you really should be, and his featured vocalist, one Billie Holiday, with Sun Showers.
Thank you.
was Teddy Wilson and his orchestra featuring Billie Holiday with Sun Showers. Now, Billie Holiday was a blues singer, but there are naturally different kinds of blues. And in 1937, the most famous of all the Delta blues musicians was making some of his most famous records. These wouldn't be that famous or influential until they were compiled in the 1960s, more than two decades after his untimely death. This is, of course, Robert Johnson with Love in Vain Blues, Take One.
And I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. And I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Well, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain, all my love's in vain. When the train roll up to the station, I looked her in the eye. When the train roll up to the station, and I looked her in the eye. Well, I was lonesome, I felt so lonesome, and I could not help but cry. All my love's in vain. When the train, it left the station, with two lights on behind. When the train, it left the station, with two lights on behind. Well, the blue light was my blue, and the red light was my mind. All my love's in vain. Ooh, Willie Mae. Oh, hey. Ooh, Willie Mae.
That was Robert Johnson with Love in Vain Blues Take One from his final recording session in 1937. Robert died the following year, perhaps from Marfan syndrome or syphilis, or possibly he was poisoned, but probably not from the devil coming to reclaim his soul. Let's head away from the devil to a higher plane in any case. This is the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet with Found a Wonderful Savior.
I have found a wonderful Savior who has
freely blessed me forever.
I am his,
and I am his,
and he is mine.
Hallelujah,
he is
a devil walking beside me. He's my redeemer, he'll never deny me. I am his,
Lord,
I am his,
and he is mine.
Yeah, he is mine.
Yes, Jesus is mine.
Lord, King Jesus is mine.
And
Holding his hand on my way to heaven, Lord, I found a wonderful Savior who has freely blessed me forever. I am his,
Lord,
I am his,
and he is mine,
he is mine.
All of my burden down to be behind me,
never more than
ever
to find me. I am his,
Lord, I am his,
and he is mine.
Hallelujah,
he is in the heaven walking beside me. If I trust him, he'll never deny me.
I am his,
Lord,
and
he
is mine.
And he is mine.
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine.
And
I'm
forgiven.
Just holding his hand.
I am holding his hand.
On my way to heaven, Lord,
I found a wonderful Savior
who has freely blessed me forever.
I am his,
Lord, I am his,
and he is mine.
He is mine.
I shall follow Jesus to glory, even
follow his wonderful story.
I am his,
Lord, I'm
his,
and he is mine.
Hallelujah,
he is in the flesh and present, I'm living for loud and strong, Hosanna, and I'm singing.
I am his,
Lord,
I'm
his,
and he is mine.
He is mine.
Yes, Jesus is mine.
Lord, Jesus is mine.
That was the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet with Found a Wonderful Saviour. Some astonishing multi-layered gospel music. Now, while we're in the southern states of the USA, let's check in on country music. This is from the folk country tradition, essentially a hoedown. This is Jimmy Revard and his Oklahoma Boys with Fox and Hounds. Was Jimmy Revard and his Oklahoma Boys with Fox and Hounds. Now, country music in the late 30s was really two kinds of music, folk country, as you've just heard, and western swing, which was, as the name suggests, a kind of cowboy version of the swing music that was so popular on the east and west coasts. Here's the biggest star of western swing, Bob Wills, with his Texas Playboys and Right or Wrong.
Right or Wrong,
I'm coming.
I'll always love you.
Always.
Till you're gone, I can't forget.
Never, never.
Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming.
Uh-huh.
Still awake with that same old regret. All alone,
all alone.
I thought I'd lose you. Still I pray. Your heart, please just remember.
What's that?
Right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Yeah.
Thank you. or wrong, I'll always love you. Through your gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I'll wake with that same old regret. All along, I thought I'd lose you. Still I pray that you'd be true. Oh, Lord, in your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
That was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with Right or Wrong. One more big name from the USA then. Here's the first hit from Boswell Sisters Imitators from Minneapolis, the Andrews Sisters. This is Bei mir bist du schön.
You, I was lonesome, and when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit, you deserve expressions that really fit you, and so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere bist du schön, please let me explain. By mere bist du schön means you're grand. By mere bist du schön, again I'll explain, it means you're the fairest in the land. I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar, each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Kiss me and say you understand. By mere bist du schön, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By mere bist du schön means that you're grand. By mere bist du schön, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. Could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar, each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Reedy, 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 reedy.
Was the Andrews Sisters with Bei mir bist du schön. It may seem odd to hear a German-themed novelty hit so close to the start of the Second World War. However, Bei mir bist du schön is not in fact German, but a Yiddish theatre song. It's an easy mistake to make. The following year, the song was a smash hit in Nazi Germany, where people sung it under the mistaken impression that it was a Goebbels-approved ballad in a southern German dialect. When the truth was discovered, there was an uproar. By this point, all music by composers of Jewish ancestry was forbidden there, and the song was promptly banned. As we get into the war years, I will be playing some samples of music from Axis powers. From Germany, this will be mainly classical music. In Japan, on the other hand, cultural repression seems to have been much more lax. How else can we explain this astonishing Latin-flavoured lounge jazz with accordions from Japanese bandleader Koichi Sugi? Thank you. Some Japanese Latin jazz there from Koichi Sugi. That was Setsu Kagoshima Ohara. Would you ever guess that was from Japan from 1937? You're listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio, and we're listening to some of the music from 1937. Let's head back over to the States for some high-octane novelty music then. This is the Raymond Scott Quintet with Powerhouse.
Thank you.
That was the Raymond Scott Quintet with Powerhouse. There was a lot going on in the USA in 1937. You may already be able to tell. Here's a record which certainly doesn't sound like it's from there, though it is in reality the Hollywood version of Cuban music. This is Xavier Cugat with Bim Bam Bum. Xavier Cugat with Bim Bam Bum. Xavier was Spanish rather than Cuban, but he was certainly the most notable practitioner of Cuban music in the USA at this time. It's certainly not the real deal, but it's good enough that I care less than maybe I should. So let's make up for the inauthenticity with some real Cuban swan music. This is Ciro Rimac with Yo Me Va.
Yo Me Va. Yo me va pa' la manigua a acompañar. Yo me va pa' la manigua a acompañar. Yo cantar. Canta si so me fe permiso da. Yo me va pa' la manigua a acompañar.
Se va pa la manigua con vaya. se va pa' la manigua con vaya. Yep. Agua. Se va pa' la manigua con vaya. Ay, se va pa' la manigua con vaya. Yepa. Ella. Yep. Se va pa' la manigua con vaya. Pero ya se va pa' la manigua con vaya.
That was Ciro Rimac with Yo Me Ba. You've been listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio. If you'd like to hear a little more, you may like to check out the full mixes I'm making for every year of recorded sound. You can find those just by searching for Centuries of Sound. If you want to get in touch for any reason, please feel free to drop me a line. I can be contacted at james@centuriesofsound.com. Let's finish off today with noticed stride pianist Willie the Lion Smith with I'm All Out of Breath, New Orleans Knees Up. Good night, and see you all next time in 1938.
Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio.